snow that's being dreamed by a child who's being carried through the forest, sleeping, wondering in her twilight, half awareness where her mother went. I know that you died, but in this child's crow dream you survive. Beneath layers of magical, symbolic, wild animals inhabiting the edges of our fogged over consciousnesses, grasping for something to hold, something old, like a name cut into a stone, or a bird that will make eye contact. Where you live now, or at least that's where I hold you. And we're still here without you, sleeping and the sun's coming up. In the ruins of our household, we wake up again, coming back into this. The echo of you living here gets quieter, obscured by the loud wind of us now, wailing and moaning for you, but also living, talking about school, making food, just surviving and still containing love. Waking up again, the baby that you knew is now a kid. And when she looks at me with your eyes, the shape of omens, I'm stirred inside and reemerge. I go downstairs and turn on CBC and make some coffee and boil two eggs. Make two pieces of bread into toast. Open a window and give the child some clothes, and get us sitting at the table where your chair still sits across from me, watching I stand to put on music. Our daughter sees and asks for Mama's record, and she's staring at the speaker with this look of recognition, putting together, that's you singing. I'm sobbing and eating eggs again. You're a quiet echo on loud wind, but when I'm trying to, I see you everywhere, in plants and birds and in our daughter, in the sun going down and coming up, and in whatever, in the myths that you get told around the fire, where a seal's head pokes up through from underwater, crossing a threshold between two worlds, yours and mine. We were skeletally intertwined once, but now I notice ravens instead. I don't see you anywhere. Thank you. through.